Good morning. It is 7:43, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gunn, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning as we head into the weekend and Father's Day weekend. And, you know, one of the things you may have noticed, it's gotten a little bit earlier starts than it normally does, but the campaign for governor here in the state of Illinois, there's been a lot of ads out there already on both sides. And one of the things we're going to touch on this morning. And we're very happy this morning to welcome in the governor of the state of Illinois, Governor Bruce Rauner. Mr. Governor, good morning and thanks for joining us here this morning.
Good morning, Tom. It's great to join you this morning.
Well, let's talk right off the bat. You know, the campaign started, and everybody kind of knew and predicted that it's going to be one of the more expensive governor campaigns probably in our nation's history, and kind of knew it was going to go on for a while. And it's really interesting to listen to, especially what's coming from the other side, a gentleman trying to portray himself as kind of regular guy when that's I just find that rather interesting.
It's pretty ridiculous. You know, Pritzker inherited billions of dollars. He doesn't know how regular people live. And he's kept his family tradition going. He hides his money. He's got billions. He hides it in the Bahamas so he doesn't have to pay the proper income tax on it. He's a tax cheat, and he's pushing a tax hike on the people of Illinois. He's running around the state saying the answer to our problems is to massively raise the income tax in the state. That is wrong. That's a disaster for the people of Illinois. Pritzker's a tax cheat pushing tax hikes.
You know, it's interesting. I've never been a person who begrudged anybody for having money, no matter how they got it, whether they were born into it in that case. And that's a funny thing to me that I hear in a lot of cases, like, we got this billionaire governor, but it's a billionaire governor that actually worked for his money, which is a whole different thing. Again, I don't begrudge anybody for having money, but to try to portray yourself as something you're not is kind of ridiculous, as you said.
No, it is ridiculous. You know, my grandparents were dairy farmers. They were dairy farmers and corn. They lived in a double-wide trailer. Worked hard, taught me my values, hard work, and getting a good education and giving back in the community. I didn't inherit any money. And again, inheritance per se is not a bad thing, but, you know, we got to have the truth be out there. I worked hard my career working for teachers. I worked for teachers and police officers in Illinois and around America, investing their pension money, helping start companies. And we were good at it. I did really well. My partners and I built one of the most successful investment companies in America, made our teachers billions of dollars into their pension funds so they could have a better retirement, save that money for taxpayers. The taxpayers didn't have to put that money in, and I'm very proud of that. And with the money I've made, I'm giving back. You know, I believe, as the Bible says, to whom much has been given, from whom much is expected in return. So my wife and I build schools and libraries and churches and YMCA and Red Cross. We're giving our money away and trying to make Illinois a better place. And, you know, I don't take any compensation as a governor. The issue on the table, though, isn't about who's got what money. The issue is about corruption and taxes. That's what matters. Pritzker is a tax dodger. He's pushing tax hikes. He even uses Madigan's law firm to not pay his property taxes on real estate that he owns in Cook County. And Pritzker owns mansions in Chicago. He's ripped the toilets out of some of them so he can have them declared unlivable, and then he doesn't pay his property taxes on these mansions. It's wrong. He's corrupt. He's an insider. And for years, he's funded Blagojevich and Madigan. He's part of the Chicago machine. And if he would be a disaster in the governor's mansion. We've got to defeat him. It's critical for the future of our state.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner joining us here this morning. Mr. Governor, one of the things that some of the ads that are out there have to do with Mr. Pritzker's connections with the former governor, Rob Blagojevich, who, of course, is in prison. And it has to do with the reason he's in prison. And there are tapes out there from FBI wiretaps. And there's some very, I guess, for lack of a better term, damning things, especially one of the more recent ads when they are talking about particular position and trying to get an African American in that Senate seat and what he says about African Americans in general, and especially about Secretary of State Jesse White.
No, that's right. It's really appalling. It just shows the racial attitudes that Pritzker and Blagojevich have. It's insulting. It's disgusting. Pritzker Blagojevich, Madigan, they're all part of that culture of self-dealing and insider deals and benefiting themselves as opposed to just regular people and the real people of Illinois. Pritzker has been part of that system for years and years, and he's been caught on tape. There are multiple tapes that are now being made public of him on FBI wiretaps trying to cut insider deals with Blagojevich. Finagles himself. He donates money to Blagojevich and then asks Blagojevich to be appointed to be state treasurer. That is wrong. That is exactly the kind of corruption that has damaged the state of Illinois. And Pritzker is caught on tape engaging in exactly that kind of corruption. He's wrong for Illinois, and we've got to make sure that he does not get any power.
You mentioned in your op-ed piece in the Chicago Sun-Times yesterday, talking about the corruption in Springfield and that, you know, Chicago connection, everything. It's got to be hard as governor sometimes, because you want to be proud of this state, because so many great things have come out and still come out today and will continue to come out of this state. But in some ways, it's almost embarrassing at times, because you even talking about that, and it's governors that have been now in prison or been in prison, former governors, and that's on both sides of the aisle. That's got to be tough when you're dealing with people on a national basis. I am the governor of Illinois, because now there's that reputation out there that we don't want, obviously.
No, that's exactly right, Tom. You know, I love Illinois passionately. I was born here. I raised six kids here. I built businesses here. My dearest friends are here. I love Illinois. And that's the reason when I was asked to run for governor 6 years ago, I said yes. It's a labor of love for me. But, you know, it breaks my heart to see the corruption and the self-dealing and the power concentrated in Chicago, in the Democratic political machine in Chicago, and how that's corroded and damaged our state. And we just had more proof of it here in the last couple of days, Tom. You know, Mike Madigan, who controls the Democratic Party, who controls the machine out of Chicago, and who's the powerful ally of Pritzker. They're very close. Pritzker funds Madigan. Pritzker uses Madigan for his legal work on real estate. And Mike Madigan just appointed his personal attorney, this guy named Casper, Mike Casper. He's Madigan's personal attorney. He just put him in charge of the Democratic super PAC and the funds. And Pritzker has given $1 million to the organization that Mike Casper, Madigan's personal attorney, runs. And what's really corrosive about this is Casper led the fight to make sure term limits. He sued us to make sure term limits didn't get on the ballot 4 years ago. And he sued, Mike Casper sued, to make sure fair maps, redistricting reform, didn't get on the ballot so we could reform the way our elections are done. Madigan uses him to fight against reforms, and Pritzker funds Casper, and then Pritzker turns around and lies and says he supports redistricting reform. What's baloney? He funds the guy who is sued to block redistricting reform. The system is broken. It's corrupt. These guys are dishonest, and we've got to defeat them.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner joining us this morning on Galesburg's Morning News at 7:51. And, Mr. Governor, there's been such a divide, and it's to the point now, and I don't know if it's over the last 10 years, maybe even 20 years, that people are so set that I'm only going to vote for this party no matter what. And looking at those people, on and especially on the other side, what do you say to those people? Is there anything you can even say to change their mind?
Yes. No, Tom, it's a great question. The tragedy in Illinois and around America is the issues that matter really aren't partisan. We shouldn't be divided by party. We should be divided by those who want the status quo and more taxes and more corruption, the insiders versus the people. And I believe this election is really not going to be a partisan election. This is going to be about the people of Illinois rising up against the corrupt political machine out of Chicago, Madigan, Pritzker, Blagojevich, that whole crowd. It's the people against the political insiders. I'm working for everybody in the state. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent. Doesn't matter. Everybody in the state supports term limits on our elected officials. I'm leading that fight. Everybody in the state benefits from having fair maps, districts that are drawn so we can have competitive general elections. Everybody wants that. I'm fighting for that. Madigan's trying to block it. Everybody in the state wants lower taxes rather than higher taxes. I'm fighting to get taxes down. Madigan and Pritzker want to raise taxes. Everybody in the state wants more good-paying jobs and a faster-growing economy. I'm fighting to get that done by getting the regulatory relief on our businesses. Madigan and his allies like Pritzker like business regulation. They make money from that through their trial lawyer buddies. I'm fighting for what the people of Illinois want, and this is the people against the political insiders.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. Mr. Governor, we were talking about the campaign a little bit, and one of the things that that your opponents try to use against you is try to connect you with President Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, it's like, okay, as well as a lot of things seem to be going, a lot of people I understand don't like his demeanor, but basically, not unlike you, he's just doing what he said he was going to do in the campaign. So that's not such a bad thing. But one of the things I found rather humorous in one of his ads, trying to make this connection with, you know, David Duke supporting the president and trying to relate that to you somehow, when in fact, you know, okay, you're talking about the KKK. Well, what party did that come from in the first place? I find that whole thing kind of humorous in some ways.
No, it's really dishonest on Pritzker's part. You know, the simple fact is, when I disagree with the president, I say so. I disagree with the president's comment on Charlottesville, and I said so. But the reality is, the president and Congress have done some good things, and I acknowledge that. And the president has, and Congress have reduced the tax burden, and they've simplified our tax code, and that's grown our economy. That's grown more good-paying jobs. And a lot of wages and salaries have been boosted because of the tax reform. That's a good thing. Working families are benefited by what the White House and Congress have done. They deserve to be credited for that. Also, Congress and the White House have reduced the regulatory burden on businesses in America, and they're growing the American economy and bringing more jobs back from overseas back to America. That's exactly what I want to do, and I applaud them for that. I want more companies coming back to America and coming back to Illinois, so we can get more good-paying jobs and higher family incomes, and I credit the White House and Congress for that. Where I disagree with them, I say so. Where I agree with them and where they've done good work, I say that too.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner joining us here this morning. Before we wrap up, Mr. Governor, one thing, a lot of talk about gun control and different things to do with gun laws. Where are you at this point here in the state of Illinois, and is there any reforms or anything that you would like to see, or is that something that you don't feel necessary at this point?
Well, it's important. Improving public safety is a critical priority. And I am very disappointed in the General Assembly. Mike Madigan blocked a lot of the reforms that should have happened. Here's the bottom line. I believe in the Second Amendment. I'm a Second Amendment supporter. I'm a gun owner. I'm a hunter. There are things we can do to increase safety in our schools and increase public safety overall that's still consistent with the Constitution and still protects the Second Amendment. I introduced a package of 6 proposals to increase public safety. I said, let's bring back the death penalty for anyone who's guilty beyond any question, 100% guilty, anyone who kills a police officer or commits a mass murder. And Madigan wouldn't take that bill up and wouldn't vote on it. I proposed that we have new funding and a new funding source for resource officers in schools, the schools who want to increase their security, to pay for a resource officer, just like the hero, the police officer who saved lives in the Dixon High School recently. I proposed that. It was a bipartisan, good proposal. Madigan wouldn't vote on it. I recommended that we have truth in sentencing so that judges and prosecutors don't cut deals that lets violent criminals out early. Violent criminals should stay in jail. It's good bipartisan reform. Madigan wouldn't vote on it. And I proposed other proposals. Madigan didn't do the right package of proposals that I pushed for. They did pass a couple of bills. They passed one that was going to heavily regulate stores that sell guns. Business regulation isn't going to increase public safety. I vetoed that bill, and I'll end up needing to veto it again, it looks like. So they didn't do the right thing. But we'll keep pushing. We can do things to increase public safety and that are constitutional. And that's what we'll advocate for.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner joining us here this morning. Mr. Governor, anything else you'd like to add? Message for the people in here in West Central Illinois?
Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Everything's on the line this election cycle. I hope everybody makes sure to study the issues, study the candidates, and get out and vote. It's our democratic duty for our democracy to work. And this election isn't really partisan. This is a people versus the political insiders election. People need to understand how corrupt what an insider Pritzker is and how bad Madigan's machine is. We've got to stand united against it. We do that in November, we'll get a better future for our children and our grandchildren in our beautiful state of Illinois.
Mr. Governor, thank you so much for your time. I just appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care. Bye-bye.